The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Wednesday morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning, it's Ben Paul here. We hope you're doing all right. We hope all is good with you this morning. A little change to normal. I don't know if you can hear, but I am broadcasting from my house right now. I'm literally sat in my little home office. My wife, I was about to say my wife was taken ill in the night.
Which so
sounds
dramatic.
Like, I know, yeah. It sounds like we're in Victorian England and she's got like consumption or something. She's not, she's fine. I'm broadcasting from home today, which could lead to an interesting show technically, but I'm sure we'll get through it somehow. Let's take the register of the show, shall we? Matt Dyson, good morning.
Yes, here, Daddy.
Glenn and Anna in the booth of truth. Good morning.
Here, Daddy.
Here, Daddy.
This is really like one of those homeschooling things. COVID homeschooling feel to this morning's show when you're taking the register like this as well. Are you in your laundry room, Daddy?
No, you know what? We've moved. Oh, my God. That's one of the worst places I've ever heard in this station. Do you know what? We've moved house since then.
Oh, yes.
In lockdown, I spent a year and a half, so about 18 months, I think, broadcasting from my bedroom on my laundry bin. And do you know what the worst thing is about that? We had the best ever figures for my afternoon show. It was all down to the bin, and it's quite upsetting for my ego to know that that is true. there we go. So bear with us this morning. There will be, I'm sure, some small technical problems, but I'm sure we'll put it together. Loads of stuff.
And it's very funny that you broke up during that sentence.
He's doing it on purpose, isn't he?
No, wait, I can't tell if you're lying or not.
We're not. Gaslighting. You're coming through. It's all fine. It's all fine.
I feel like I'm already worried. All right, so we shall see this morning. Stuff coming up, including your chance to win £110,000 in just a second. And more importantly than that, you can win a temporary Dave Berry Breakfast Show tattoo. Details on the way next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
25 to 7 on Wednesday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. We just played Vindaloo on the main station.
Yes. Oi, oi.
God. How are we feeling about tonight? I'm worried, I've got to say.
Oh, always worried. But
that's the point.
Slightly optimistic. Slightly strangely optimistic. You never know, do you?
No, I mean, yeah, we could breeze through easily, who knows, or it could be absolutely painful.
I think we just rely on penalties again, because we're amazing at penalties now, so we'll just keep them at bay.
Yeah, the stigma's gone.
Please stop talking. You're cursing it.
Well, I worked out last night that if we tactically lose to the Netherlands, we avoid Spain in the next round. So I think that's actually the best way.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be speaking about the game today, obviously, on the show, and don't worry, I've lined up the Peter Beardsley rap again. to celebrate that with. Meantime, as we know, this is the show. It's the show of unusual merch. I think it's fair to say we've given away mugs and fragrances and bespoke sauces and loads more on this show. And recently, we've been giving away a Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo. You can ink yourself with our logo, pain free and proud. If you want to win this, and why wouldn't you? I've got a little clip from yesterday's show. If you can decipher what is going on in this clip, you win a Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo. The clip comes from yesterday's show. It was during Social Ammo, I think, when Matt brought us an unbelievable fact about the Euros semi-finals, followed by, it has to be said, some utter nonsense.
The four semi-finalists of this year's tournament are also the joint winners.
Wow. Yes. Joint winner.
Boom, bang, a bang by Lulu. You familiar with it?
Yeah, no, not really. I've got to say.
The troubadour and Francis was un jour, un enfant, which is, of course, a day, a child. And Viva Cantado by Spain, which is I live singing.
I love hearing you speak in any European language. It brightens up my day. But what competition was Matt talking about? Was it A, Britain's Got Talent 2009, or B, Eurovision 1969? That was A, Britain's Got Talent 2009, or B, Eurovision 1969. If you think you know the answer, text me your name and the answer A or B right now to 81215. That's your name and the answer A or B right now to 81215, and you can win
the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Earlier, we mentioned yesterday's show where Matt was talking about what was it? Social Ammo, Matt. What was the actual story? I can't remember.
It was, well, I don't want to give too much away, Ben, but it was it related to a fact about the four finalists at the Euros.
Yes, that was right. During your social ammo, wasn't it? And we asked a question based around that to give away a Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo. We're hoping to win that this morning is Emma on line number one. Emma, good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma. Good morning, Emma. This is a technical nightmare. I'm at home. Emma's, I'm assuming, at home. The rest of the team are in the studio. What a marvel of technology we currently live in. Emma, what are you up to today? Where are you right now? Tell us everything.
I've just dropped my son off for swimming training and I'm on my way back home to get ready for work.
Oh, swimming training. Is this something he's doing seriously? Is this like something he wants to do when he's older, maybe?
Well, he's a teenager now and, he quite likes his swimming, so he goes a few times a week.
Future Olympian.
His dedication.
Yeah.
Nothing could get me out of bed when I was a teenager at 6:30. But there he goes, so off to swimming. Quite incredible. All right, Emma, let's see if we can win you a Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo. And we asked you earlier, following a little clip, what Matt was talking about when he was talking in his social ammo about a competition. Was it A, Britain's Got Talent 2009, or B, Eurovision 1969?
I believe it was B, Eurovision, but not that I can remember that far back.
No.
That is the right answer. Yeah. Congratulations. Emma, you have a temporary tattoo. Where are you going to put it on your body? So weird.
I think I'm going to put it on my husband.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've got a heads or tails situation depending on the outcome of the game tonight. If we win, it's going on his face. And I'll leave it up to your imagination.
Oh, my God. Well, I kind of want us to lose now, just have your husband go through that indignity. All right, Emma, congratulations. The temporary tattoo is yours. And what's your husband's name?
Matt.
All right, Matt. Well, all I can say is good luck for tonight.
Thanks very much.
All right, Emma, thank you so much and congratulations. Your chance to win a temporary tattoo coming up on tomorrow's show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Wednesday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell for Dave Berry. We're having a fun show so far, it has to be said. Matt, you promised us a bit of high-class social ammo action.
Yes.
Finally, deliver, please.
We simply must keep the arts alive. Obviously, it's a big thing on this show. And the big England game is tonight at the Euros, of course. There's no pressure going into the Netherlands game. No pressure, right, Alan?
Yeah.
Pressure! What pressure? Pressure is for tyres.
Pressure's for tyres, so we're not feeling any pressure. But there is a classical version of Three Lions that's been created. The refrain, "It's coming home," so often chanted by football supporters of England's fair nation. And an opera singer called Harry Kersley has reworked it, and it's quite a dramatic thing. Here it comes, it gets big now.
Version.
It is, nice, isn't it? So dramatic. I mean, this is amazing, isn't it?
It doesn't feel very football-y. It feels very sort of like Sainsbury's Christmas act. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be chanting that version in the stands this evening.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing if they did, but yeah. I'll share the full version so you can enjoy it for yourself. And then the other moment of high culture, which is happening today, is another day, another Simpsons prediction comes true. You may have seen this story. The Nostradamus of the cartoon world have made another great thing happen. In 1996, an episode called Homerpalooza saw Cypress Hill perform on stage with the London Symphony Orchestra. And unbelievably, tonight at the Royal Albert Hall, that is becoming a reality. Cypress Hill and the London Symphony Orchestra are playing a one-off gig together. This is what it sounded like on the cartoon itself. I don't know if they'd be violining along as this sort of violin hype man for Be Real. Amazing. Apparently, during rehearsals, the violent 90s gangster rap lyrics contains a lot of chat about Glocks, and some of the orchestra members thought that they were talking about Glockenspiels. So they work together really well. So there you go, a high culture special of the social ammo. Let's end on some optimistic opera, shall we?
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm tearing up here. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. This is the place where real music matters. And we are, of course, one breakfast show with nine playlists. You can effortlessly skip around on our brand new Rayo app. Matt, how are we spelling Rayo? Remind the people.
R-A-Y-O.
That's right. Just search for R-A-Y-O in your app store of choice right now. Download Rayo and you can get us, all of our radio stations. You can get stuff on demand as well. And right now in the Rayo app, you can also vote on your ultimate 80s summer song as well. We've compiled a shortlist of the very best summer bangers from the 80s. And we need you to work out the favourite summer song from the 80s. The 80s as a decade is littered with really great summer tunes. So vote for your favourite. Voting closes on Friday, so get involved right now. Just to give you a flavour of this, I thought we'd take three songs from that shortlist, and do a little blind ranking on them, if you're
all
up
right,
for that,
yes.
Team. All right, so Matt, Anna and Glenn, I'll give you your first song. You have to place it first, second or third in your blind ranking. And song number one, I feel like this might be a little bit divisive, is Phil Collins and Sussudio. What are we thinking on this? Matt, where are you placing this?
I do like this Phil Collins track, actually, but I feel like there might be some better ones out there, so I think I'm going to put it in second place, at number two.
Okay, second for Matt. Yeah. Glenn, what about you?
I think generally I'd put Phil Collins first, but I'm not a huge fan of the studio, but I'm going to put it in second as well.
Okay, Anna, are you going to follow suit with those two?
No, I'm going to put it in third.
Oh, yeah, I
much prefer the Phil Collins on the Cadbury advert.
Oh.
What, in the gorilla suit?
Yeah, that's my favourite.
Yeah,
that's classic.
That's your favourite era of Phil Collins.
Remembered, yeah.
Imagine if Phil Collins was stood next to you right now and you said, oh, my favourite era of yours is the Cadbury advert. what a disrespect to his art.
It's corporate covers, baby. Yeah.
Nice.
That's true, yeah. Okay, so Phil Collins second for Matt and for Glenn and third for Anna. Song choice number two from our 80s summer song list is Hall & Oates, and You Make My Dreams.
Sorted, fine, yeah.
I made the right decision.
Matt, are you going first with this?
Nailed on number one, surely.
Okay, Anna, what about you? Where's this going for you?
Happier, jauntier
song.
Yeah,
this is going first for me, yes, as well.
It's definitely going Glenn, number one. It's, yeah, it's got one of my favourite bits of any song where he goes, now listen to this, and then nothing happens.
Well, I don't know if you've all made a mistake, because the song at number three is a big, big tune, and it's from Wham.
Oh, this I would have put in second.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Anna, you don't sound convinced. Would you put that second if you had the choice?
I would put that second, yeah. No, I'm gonna stand by my blind choices.
Okay, and your disrespect for Phil Collins next time. Yeah. So Matt's gone Hall & Oates in first place, Phil Collins second place, Wham third place. Anna's gone Hall & Oates first, Wham second, Phil Collins third, and Glenn has gone Hall & Oates first, Phil Collins second, and Wham in third. You can vote for your 80s summer song, a song from the 80s that you love that is a big summer anthem. Do that right now on our Rayo app. Download if you haven't done so already. The line's not glitching. My voice is just going.
It's contagious.
It's a double problem. It is. Download our free Rayo app right now. On the way, your chance to win £125,000. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Good morning. You're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here, and for Dave Berry, this is the place where real music matters.
10 weeks of tickets.
Absolute Radio's 10 Weeks of Tickets is back, and every single morning on this show and on Home Time with Bush and Richie, we are giving you the chance to win your way into some amazing live gigs. We're playing Bag of Bands once again on the show this morning, and hopefully someone is going to win their way into Reading Festival. That someone is Pete in Basingstoke. Pete, good morning, mate.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Morning, Peter. You're in Basingstoke. Second call of the week, yeah, from Basingstoke, or as I like to refer to it, Amazing Stoke. What are you doing in that fine... Is it town or city today, mate?
It's only a town, Phil. It's a big town.
Big town.
Get yourselves a cathedral.
I used to live in that neck of the woods.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah. I lived in Old Basing.
Oh. I don't think I've ever been.
Oh, I'm near Old Basing.
Ah, it's very nice. There's a nice pub there.
Old Basing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a village.
There's a nice pub there.
The Crown.
You're not selling it, Anna. I can't lie. Pete, what are you doing today?
I'm literally on my way to work. I'm going down to Sunny Bognor Regis today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the glamour continues.
English Riviera.
Well, let's see if... Yeah, lovely. Let's see if we can send you off to Reading Festival. Matt is going to have a little rummage in his bag. They are going to relate to the things he finds in there are going to relate to three questions. If you get them all right, Pete, you are going to Reading Festival. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Matt, can you start the rummaging, please?
I'm going to rummage now. You know me, Ben. I love a festival. Getting down and dirty with the masses. It gives me a break from my usual life of wining and dining in high society and attending endless dinner parties. I do like to take a little memento from each dinner party that I attend, and in my bag I have a lovely set of cheese knives from the last dinner party. There's the clue, yeah. What are the names of the members of the last dinner party? Is it A, Abigail, Lizzie, Emily, Georgia and Aurora, or B, Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy and Scooby? Pete.
I'm going to go with the first one, Abigail.
Yes, I think you are definitely right.
The right answer. Yes. Difficult to decipher that one.
Yeah, now, I've also got a picture here of me with two of my favourite people. It's my milkmen.
You've multiple milkmen.
Over the years, you get different ones. They come and go, you know, but I like to keep a picture of them all. I got a picture of me with them because I love them so much. They always deliver the milk on time. And I've also been fishing recently, would you believe, and made an impressive catch, which is why also here in the bag, I have a catfish. So I've got a catfish and my bottle men, you see. Yeah. But which of these are names of Catfish and the Bottle Men albums? A, The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, or B, The Balcony, The Balance and The Ride?
Going to go A.
Are you sure you want to go A, Pete?
No, I'm going to go B.
Okay. Yeah. Is the right answer.
Whoa.
Pete, you might have been bamboozled by that clue. I got lost myself.
We all do.
It was bewildering at times.
If you think that clue was bad, wait till you hear this one. This is next level, right? Because this I have in my bag now, a figurine of my favourite superhero. He's a lesser known hero and his power isn't great. I still love him, but all he can do, his superpower, is adding the letter R to people's sentences. His name is R-Kid. Right? R-Kid, the R-Kid. Oh, what a superpower that is. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense, does it?
When you were like superhero and R, I was like, is it R Agon Boneman?
That would have been better. That would have been much better. But unfortunately,
that would have been better.
The question is based on R Kid. Which of these 2017 hits for Liam Gallagher? Which of these was a hit for Liam Gallagher in 2017? Is it A, Wall of Grass, or B, Wall of Glass?
I think I get it this one right. It's Wall of Glass.
It certainly is.
It's the right answer. Yeah. Pete, you're going to Reading Festival.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Pete. We got there in the end. It felt like wading through treacle in multiple ways, but congratulations, mate. You're going to Reading Festival. You're going to have an amazing time there. Don't forget, you can win just like Pete with Bush and Richie from 4 o'clock today. They're not sending you to Reading Festival. They're sending you to Leeds Festival. That's this afternoon from 4. Pete, congratulations.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning, Ben.
Hello.
He sounded
Hello.
Like he drops off.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Well, we'll take charge of this.
Ben is from home today, so there's a few little glitches happening. But basically, what we were going to do in this segment was look for positive omens about England's game tonight, signs that Southgate's boys are going to bring it home.
Yeah.
Is it Ben back? No, he's not.
I can hear you.
That's all my
Ben,
positive
we don't
omen itself.
Need you now. We've sort of covered the last
minute. Do you know
what?
Hearing that was like going to your own. Does anybody miss me?
It's like an out of body experience, isn't it? Yeah.
Can I just also quickly tell you, I'm in my home office right now, and because the sound quality is so terrible, I had to put a duvet over my head. So I'm sweating so much that my glasses have.
Steamed
what,
up.
What a shambles. Roland Keating doesn't get this, does he?
He does not. No, amazing. Wow.
That's Matt saying.
Yeah. So as I was saying, you're right.
We don't need him. But I have an omen. Oh, I have an omen. Because you do look for anything that could possibly go right. When I took a sip of water, England men scored, so I've got to make sure I don't take a sip of water until the rest of the match. That sort of
yes.
thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm right in thinking it's on ITV tonight.
Right.
Which panics a lot of people because it tends to be statistically that when England play a knockout game on ITV, they tend to go out. That's like statistically true.
Yeah.
We were on ITV against Switzerland the other day, and we went through. So the curse is broken. It's like penalty shootout.
The curse has gone.
So I feel really good about it. I'm like, what a sight!
Amazing. And also on a five footballers five grand yesterday, the man who won, he was based in Wales, but he sounded English, and his name was Ian Foden. So Foden got five grand.
Foden's going to come good
for Foden. He's finally going to. Yeah, he's finally come good. So if you've seen any other good omens, positive omens for England tonight, drop us a text to 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
8:16 on Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben.
Oh, it's Ben Farrell at home again. Oh, no. It was all going so well, wasn't it?
It was.
The first couple of hours of the show were going really well. And now we're having to sort of cope without
them. I'd say the listeners probably couldn't tell for much of a stage as we were essentially doing Weekend at Bernie's, trying to convince people Ben was not at home and we can't pretend anymore. He is at home.
The secret's out. He's at home. So we're looking for, like, good omens for England tonight. And someone's already been in touch saying my three-year-old asked for Rice Krispies instead of her standard Weetabix this morning. This never happens. Declan goal tonight incoming. Rice Krispies. Yeah. I mean, also on my way in this morning, right, I get a hire bike up from the train station and there was still some rain, overnight rain on the saddle. So I wipe it with a napkin so I don't get a wet bottom.
How did you have a napkin on you?
I have them in my pocket for this very reason.
Niles in Fraser wiping down every cafe.
Yes, I wipe it down so it's dry and then I cycle off. And as I cycle off, there's a bin there, so I often screw up the napkin and throw it in the bin. And normally I miss, but this morning, and then I get off and put it in the bin. This morning it went straight into the bin. As I cycled past, one fluid motion. And then as I looked up, I saw Grealish's face holding some Hellman's mayonnaise, smiling down upon me. It felt like a real omen to me.
Yeah.
Good things are coming our way.
So he threw it with your hand, so we think Pickford might score. With the goal in his hand.
Yeah.
The ball was in his hands and he'll throw it the length of the pitch.
And we'll all celebrate with some mayo, because that's what we do. At the football, we always go out. What are you going to take?
We always have mayo.
Get a couple of cans, some crisps, and a bucket of mayo. Yeah, I think that's what we do. Anyway, keep them coming. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here and for Dave Berry. This is the place where real music matters. Also, it is the place where we're getting excited about the England-Netherlands game tonight. We're looking basically for tenuous omens that England are going to win. Matt, what was yours again? I heard something about a hanky and a bike.
Yeah, I threw a napkin from my bike while cycling. It went straight into the bin as Jack Grealish looked upon me with holding some mayonnaise and smiling.
what a beautiful image you painted there. The more tenuous, the better with these. 8-12-15 to text. You can tweet at Absolute Radio. Let's speak to Luke on line one. Luke, good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. Morning, T.
Hello.
Hello.
Good
morning, Luke. Good morning, Luke. It's unbelievable that Luke sounds clearer on this show than I do.
It's because he's in the studio with us, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke, what's your tenuous omen for the England win tonight?
Right, it's not really for win tonight, but in our local pub in Bradford, right, in Beer Garden at the beginning of the tournament, they stuck all the flags up from every country.
Yeah.
And because up here we've been having some bad weather, over the past few weeks it's blown all the flags down. Over a certain amount of days, another flag's come down, then another one. And the only two left standing are actually Spain and England.
Mother Nature has called it.
Amazing.
So
if we have bad wind tonight, hopefully Spain will be one that flies down, but we never know where.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, keep us updated. If one falls down tonight, let us know. And Luke, if you want to go out at the dead of night and just pull the Spanish flag down, we're okay with that. That would be great.
I don't know. The wife will not have been anywhere near pub.
All right, we shall see. More of these, please. 8, 12, 15 to text Luke. Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 8.35 on Wednesday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. We've got a tenuous lip. England winning tonight against the Netherlands. Have you seen something?
Yes,
sign
okay.
Off, maybe.
I'll take the baton again. It's enough of that.
He sets them up, you knock them down.
I really feel like Harry Kane. A sluggish Harry Kane.
Lovely assist from Ben Burrell there as Dyson taps it in.
Thank you so much. Yes, we're looking for omens. Positive omens that England may win tonight at the Euros. Sorry to Scottish listeners who aren't involved and everyone else from Wales and Northern Ireland as well. But, I mean, there are some good omens coming in. Benno in Grantham says, the good omen is that I won't be watching the game tonight. Every time I miss a game, it's usually a cracker. So that's a good thing.
Okay,
he has tickets to watch Drag Race winner Danny Beard tonight instead of the game. So good. Have a great night at that, Benno.
Oh, no, she did.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I toasted a hot cross bun last night for my tea for me and our lass. My toddler decided to pour her Ribena over it and turned the cross red like a St. George's cross. Do it for Shilton, lads, says one text me here. Another one, this is amazing, from Hoss in Lowestoft, says, I keep my England flag on a top shelf in my wardrobe, and this morning I opened said wardrobe door and my England flag dropped down and I caught it.
Oh, I mean, I like that.
Come on, that is surely a sign of great things to come.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, this is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here, sort of in for Dave right now. We want to hear kind of tenuous omens that suggest an England win tonight. Have you seen something that you thought was an omen that might suggest that England are going to win tonight and progress through to the final of Euro 2024? If so, let us know, please. 8, 12, 15 to text. Let's have a little look at this from Wayne, who's in Cambridge right now. He says, I'm working in North London. Just as you were talking about omens, I passed the big painting of Harry Kane. Wayne then says, Harry Kane with his head and his goal celebration. I don't know what the with his head
with
is.
His head.
If he's without his head, then surely that's
forget
not a good
headless
omen.
Kane that you've been hearing about so much.
A weird mural, that one, isn't it? Yeah.
Can you imagine if Wayne saw a headless Harry Kane? I would doubt our chances.
Not bode well.
is that good or bad?
Tony Starks. That's what we can take.
We want more of these. 8, 12, 15 to message, or you can tweet at Absolute Radio. There's something we can do on this show right now that I think will boost not only England's chances but the morale of the whole nation and the team as well, and that is, I want to again play Drink It Right In, the Peter Beardsley rap.
To hold and give, but you have the right time. You can be slow or fast, but you must get to the line. It'll always hit you and hurt you. Defend and attack. There's only one way to beat them. Get around the back.
That's such a clear vocal, isn't it? It's like it's all one word.
It's just unbelievable. I couldn't talk like that if I tried.
His vocals, the clarity of his vocals remind me of someone trying to broadcast on a national radio show at their home.
It does sound like you glitching a bit.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Wednesday mornings, no repeat guarantee. Not a single song repeated 9 to 5 Monday to Friday on this radio station. It's happening right now. You can't stop it. Matt Dyson, we had some social ammo action earlier, but my goodness, we want more.
Yes, let's have some extra, shall we? Extra, yes. Extra. And there's more Euros content. It's everywhere at the moment. There's an amazing video that's gone viral of a sort of moment in history on a plane, on an EasyJet plane, where there was no Wi-Fi and passengers were on their way home and they couldn't access the England score. They had no way of knowing what was going on in the game against Switzerland and the dramatic penalty shootout. And one of the passengers filmed the pilot doing score updates during the flight. And this is what it sounded like.
0-0, and based on the time, probably just about to be extra time. We did hear a rumour somebody may be winding us up another aircraft, that someone's just scored though, so we will try and get you some more information and we'll report straight back.
Even they weren't really sure.
Switzerland goal. We believe that Saka has scored the 1-1, 86 minutes currently, just about to go into it. We do have what we think is the final score from the football. So after extra time, 1-1. And this is from another aircraft, it's not from EasyJet, so I'm really, really sorry if it's wrong. England win 5-3 on penalty.
Yes! Thank goodness he was right. Reliable source.
He's got a very serious voice for delivering that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he did not break character for it,
no.
Did he? I'm happy so.
Scores from a pilot. It was like a sort of like an episode of Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio. He needs the air horn, though, to interject every now and again.
If you heard an air horn on a plane, you would panic immediately.
You would. At the end of that, though, was an audible yippee from one passenger. I don't know if you heard it. I've just isolated it. Yippee! Amazing. Lovely stuff. I'll share the video on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. What a show it was, Matt. For large parts of it, I was merely a listener listening to you do what has to be described as a better job than me, or something like that.
When you've been here, it's been nice, but when you've been gone, we've felt your absence. So hopefully we can sort it out tomorrow.
Well, like I said, at times it was like attending your own funeral, but rather than people being sad that you're not there, people just having a lovely time.
Yeah, they just didn't.
Which was quite upsetting.
They just carried on without you. No. That's depressing.
Exactly, yeah. Unbelievable.
It's not nice.
Anyway, so the show is finally over. We're all pleased about that. We need to name the podcast that shall appear in our brand new Rayo app momentarily. I've got some options for you right now. You might need to help me with these because I only heard half of these.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all based on bits that happened in today's show, obviously. Yeah. Option number one is it doesn't feel footbally, it feels Sainsbury's advertising.
Oh, that was the operatic version of If It's Coming Home in the social ammo this morning. A great line from Glenn there, yes.
Okay. A violin hype man.
That was Cypress Hill at the Royal Albert Hall tonight.
This was uttered by Anna. I did hear this. I prefer Phil Collins in a gorilla suit.
Yes, some geary gold there.
Upsetting.
Disrespecting his career.
Yeah. She always, at least once a show, we get a nugget of geary gold, don't we?
Yeah.
Multiple milkmen, one for semi-skimmed, one for full fat.
Yes, that was during the Reading Festival composition. Some of the nonsense in my bag-o bands.
Old Basings, when we were discussing Basing Stoke, of course. give it a go, because I hear there's a good pub there.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies was
nice.
Another option.
That was a positive omen ahead of tonight's game, yeah.
Matt's pocket napkin to prevent a wet bottom. What's going on?
Yes, I always have one in my pocket. You have to when you're a cycle user.
Celebratory mayo bucket is written on this list.
Yeah, that was, I think there's more chat about Greenish's mayonnaise peddling and how the Hellman's Corporation
are
trying to link it to football. So I quite like that one. And
desperately. Well, they're doing a good job because that's all we talk about. And finally, Mother Nature has called it.
The amazing call from Luke in Bradford about his local pub and the flags falling down, leaving England and Spain. I'm quite open to suggestion here. I like Old Basing, and I also like Celebrity Mayo Bucket, but I'll let you choose, Ben.
We can go Old Basing if you want.
I quite like Old Basing. I'd never heard of it before today. So.
Yeah. Well, we've mentioned Basingstoke multiple times on the show this week, so I feel it's only right that we give it the title of Old Basing. The podcast is going to be called that. It'll be available on our Rayo app very, very soon. Why not download the app and enjoy it right now? We are back tomorrow morning from 6, hopefully. See you then.